Yeah, here we go, no baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Monday edition of Before You Bet right here on the Covers YouTube and X channels. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. So I hope everyone had a lovely Easter weekend. It was a long weekend for some of you out there. So I hope you are well rested and ready to attack the week. And hopefully cash some winners. Hopefully we can help you do so. A quick housekeeping item off the bat here. Producer Mick is out sick. So producer Brady stepping in. So a lot of pressure on Brady here to perform here on this lovely Monday morning. So today's show, we are covering the NBA, Major League Baseball, and for the first time ever, women's college basketball. Women's basketball, college basketball has never been hotter. So John Mettler, it's going to be breaking down one of the Women's Elite Eight games. Guys, if you want to participate in the show, very easy to do so. Hit up the live chat on both YouTube and X. Let us know what some of your best bets are here for tonight. Lots of great sports betting action. So fired up that Major League Baseball is back. Ryan Graham checking in. He says, let's go, Joe. Let's go, Ryan. Let's kick some ass here today. So we are starting with basketball today. Let's bring in our guy. The Magic Man, John Mettler. We call him the Ass Man around here. There he is. Johnny, how are we making out? You have a good weekend?
Great weekend. 3-0 start for the Detroit Tigers, and the Magic picked up a win after losing back-to-back, so that was good.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I was up around 6 a.m. yesterday. I have two young sons. I'm sure any fellow parents watching can relate. The kids get excited for those Easter egg hunts. We had a fun day. We were tired, but we did have a fun day. Okay, so going to try out a little bit of a new segment here for the NBA on today's show. Going to call it NBA Trend Tracking. So what it's going to be is I'm going to share my favorite trends of the night in the NBA. You guys know I'm a trend guy. I often share these on my X account and get good engagement. So let's share it on the show. I'll provide a little bit of context, and I'll also share if I needed to play one of these, which one I would make. And we have some absolute monster trends in play tonight for the NBA. Let's start with John's Orlando Magic. They are a monster favorite at home. They're favored by 16 points against the Trailblazers. And here's the thing. They are 17-5 against the spread as a home favorite this season. Absolutely cleaning up in the spot. Now, you might say, well, how many times have they been a 16-point favorite in those games? None, actually. But they've been good as a big favorite. They're 7-1 against the spread as a double-digit favorite this season. This is the biggest favorite that they had been all season, but they don't play down to the competition. So pretty good spot there for the Magic. Now check out this one for the Celtics, another big number. They are 30-9 against the spread in the first half on the road this season. They're favored by 10.5 in the first half in Charlotte. That's a monster number for a first half spread. Since the All-Star break, Boston is first in first half points. Charlotte is dead last. We got to keep in mind, though, Porzingis and Brown questionable for the Celtics. Then we look back to this one that I've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, the Pacers. They've gone under in 17 of their last 19 games when the total is set below 240. They host the Nets, the total at 227 for this one. These teams played in mid-March. They combined for 221 in that one. We have the Chicago Bulls hosting the Hawks. Bulls favored by 2.5. The Bulls coming off a win. They're 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 games after a win. And then we wrap things up with, I guess, probably the best game of the night in the NBA. The Pelicans playing host to the Suns. The Pelicans are coming off of a loss to the Boston Celtics. The New Orleans, they're a league best 19-8-1 against the spread following a loss. Now, last time they did play Phoenix was in Phoenix. They lost by 14 on that one. So maybe a double revenge spot here for the Pelicans. Now, if I needed to play one of these, John, I would be backing your Orlando Magic. Great scheduling spot for the Magic. They've been at home forever. This is the last of an 8-game homestand for them. They're off tomorrow. Like I said, they don't play down to the competition, so it is a monster number. But look at this number here for Portland. You don't even recognize a lot of the guys who are going to be on the court for them. Anthony Simons out. Jeremy Grant appears. I don't think he's going to play again this season. Why would he at this point? So, yeah, it's a monster number. The biggest favorite the Magic have been all season. But if I needed to back one of those trends, it probably would be that one. I don't mind that Celtics first half either, even though Brandon Porzingis might be out. Any of those trends stand out to you, pique your interest at all?
Definitely the Magic one. Just like you said, they don't play down their competition. They were, I think, 13.5 against the Grizzlies on Saturday, and they absolutely blew them out. And I think you look at the Trailblazers, you think 16 points is a lot. They just lost by 60. So, I mean, 16 points, probably not that much with the roster they're putting out there. So I'm going to get into that later with some of our props here. The Celtics one, I don't bet too many first halves. The only thing that scares me, I don't know if you saw at the end of when they were playing the Hawks there, Joe Mazzulla was saying they're using these games as kind of live scrimmage by leaving Porzingis on Murray. I'm just a little concerned. Celtics will scare me a little bit these last 2 weeks. I just don't really know what their goal is going into every game. So that would be the one that, it's a good trend, but I'm just kind of nervous I don't really know what to expect from the Celtics here.
Yeah, I think the Celtics might be at the point of the season where they might take their foot off the gas just a little bit here. They could have a tough playoff matchup in the first round, too. They might get rewarded with the 76ers and Joel Embiid. I saw you tweeting about that there this morning.
That would be the one and the two. Like, you could have Celtics 76ers against Joel Embiid, and then you could have Bucks Heat rematch 2-7. Like, that's very possible, which doesn't feel like a good first round matchup for either one of those teams, but it could be fun. As a fan or in a bettor, that'd be exciting.
Indeed. The NBA playoffs are going to be lit. Okay, so John has 5 total plays here for us today. A bunch of assist props. We're going to get into those. Major League Baseball, best bets. We'll follow that, guys. If you're watching live right now, hit up the chat. A bunch of people already doing it. Letting us know what their favorite bets are. Also, let us know where you are watching from. Before You Bet is an international sports betting show. If you're outside of the U.S. or Canada, let us know. We will give you a shout. Okay, John, let's get into these assist prop here. Let's start with Kevin Durant. Do you like him to go over his total here tonight?
Yeah, so this is the Suns Pelicans. I bet over 3.5 assists this morning. It was -135 when I bet. It's moved up to -150. For Durant, it's just kind of like the number of 3.5. The 3.5 just catches your eye just in general for any game for Durant. But I do think there's a chance you'll see like higher usage for Durant tonight, specifically against the Pelicans, just because, I think this is like Herbert Jones' 5th time being mentioned on the show for an assist prop, not even directly for his prop, but he's going to be first team all defensive NBA. He should be. He's one of the best wing defenders in the entire NBA. But what that means is, the last time they played, he guarded Devin Booker. So you're not necessarily, if you're the Suns and you want to have offensive success, you're not going to be giving the ball a bunch to Devin Booker going against Herbert Jones. You're going to look to go versus Durant versus his matchups. So I just think Durant will, touch the ball a lot more. His usage will be up. I also like that Yusuf Nurkic is back. He missed one game. He was back last game. He's someone who like really works off of Durant. They do a lot of two-man game together, and there should be advantages for them in that two-man game tonight. So I like that Nurkic is playing too.
Okay, next up, one of my favorites, because I am 1-for-1 on his prop bets this season. I took over 1.5 three-pointers from him a couple of weeks ago. Gary Harris, you're not on his threes. You were on his assist. Low number. You like him to have a couple of them here tonight. Break this one down for us.
Yeah, this is a random one, but I do like it. So it's over 1.5 assists plus 165. So you can tell even just from the plus 165, he's not a high assist guy. This is 1.5. But for Harris, the Magic, I think this is their 4th game in 6 days. And Harris, Mosley was kind of talking about, we got to be careful with the minutes here. You want to stay healthy going into the playoffs and stuff. Harris sat out on Saturday, so he's been off for multiple days here. I just think he's someone who, if this is a 16.5 point spread, if this game gets a little bit out of control, I just don't think his minutes will be impacted. I'd be nervous going after like a Paolo Banchero prop or Franz Wagner prop, because I think they could actually be pulled. Maybe not playing the 4th quarter. Harris isn't someone who plays, he doesn't even play in the 4th quarter in a close game sometimes for the Magic. So if we're looking for 20 plus minutes for Harris, I just think you're going to get it regardless of what the score is. And I think, just based on like where this game falls in the schedule, the spread, all that stuff. And then Harris, I feel confident we're going to see the minutes we're projecting him for, which is why I'm going after this prop. But also Harris is someone who, against the Minnesota Timberwolves, a good defense, he's not going to break down the defense and get you assists. He's a 3-point shooter. But against teams like he's shown it earlier this year against the Pistons, Wizards, teams like that, he will go off the bounce and he will create assists. So I think this is like a matchup against the Trailblazers is a spot where he could get 2 dimes. So that's why I'm going after this.
Okay, next up, DeMar DeRozan, looking to stuff that stat sheet versus the defensively challenged Atlanta Hawks. what do you think for him?
Yeah, so I'm going DeMar DeRozan over 4.5 assists. So I know Joey always loves to joke, you know, like big game Hornets and Pistons, and like he makes jokes like that. This is Hawks Bulls. This is actually a pretty big game for both teams. It sounds silly, but you know, they're in the 10-9 spot in the play-in tournament here. And if the Hawks win, they'll close within a game of the Bulls. And if they can close within a game, it could be the difference between hosting the Bulls in that play-in game or being on the road. So there actually is like something of value here for both teams. And for the Bulls specifically, you know, the Bulls didn't trade any of their pieces at the NBA trade deadline. There's a lot of pressure to make the playoffs because they didn't move anyone. The goal is to make the playoffs. So I just think, you know, from a minute standpoint and like a usage standpoint, DeRozan should be very, very involved tonight. He's also known as a Hawks killer. So, and then, you know, just from it, when you look at his teammates, the Hawks defense, like Joe said, it's pretty non-existent. So just when you are setting up your teammates for potential assists, they should convert at a pretty good rate here against the Hawks. So at 4.5, -135, I like the over.
Okay, final assist prop here. Another former Raptor who's thriving in his new role, Delano Banton, Trailblazers. What do you like for him?
Yeah, so Delano Banton. So just as we come down the stretch here, you know, I think projecting minutes is a big, big part of player props for the NBA, but it's going to get a little tougher just because teams are, you know, we're only 2 weeks left here, so teams are going to start to rest guys and stuff. Delano Banton, I think, you know, I saw it when Trailblazers lost by 60 points to the Heat, he played 30 minutes. And that was just like an attention grabber for me, because to me, that tells me, you know, regardless of the score here, the Trailblazers, and they are 16.5-point dogs, that's why it's relevant, is regardless of the score, I think the Trailblazers are just playing him 30 plus minutes a night to see what he is capable of. And like, that's, we just want to see what we like have in this guy, and that we're going to use the rest of the season to see that. So I just don't think, you know, whether the Trailblazers are down 30, 40, 20, I think Banton's just coming off the bench and he's going to get that 30 plus minutes we're projecting him for. And that's why I think there's like a guarantee to his minutes. And then for more specifically to his assist prop, Banton's very like boom or bust. You can go look at his assist numbers. It's like 0-1-2 or like 6-7-9. So I just think there's, you know, his projection was 3.9. So the expected value was higher to go over 3.5 versus 2.5. He's mostly trading at 2.5. This is an alternate total. I just think I would much rather go after the alternate total, especially with the type of player he is. And the numbers say it's the better play anyways.
Okay, let's shift gears to a different type of basketball, women's college hoops. It's never been hotter. And women's college basketball, I think they have a lot going for them compared to men's college basketball. First and foremost, there seems to be a lot of star power. And a lot of that seems to be around the idea that the women stick around to play for a couple seasons, right? Okay. So you can get to know them and they can kind of build team unity and stuff like that. Whereas in men's college hoops, if you're a big time player, you're sticking around for 1 year and that's it. You can't really blame the guys. You know, they're going to go after that payday in the NBA, and that's just how it works. The women's game, we'll see if they can capitalize on this a couple of years down the road. You got to figure this bodes really well for the WNBA. But one of these big games here tonight, LSU versus Iowa. You have a money line pick for this game. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm taking LSU. So, probably not the most popular pick, but I also think that's why I'm getting the number I am. So I'm not going to, like, obviously my focus is NBA. I watch a lot of NBA. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm a women's college basketball expert here, but like, I do know these two teams and they're facing each other. So that's why I did kind of get involved here. You know, this was the national championship last year. I'm a basketball fan. I obviously watched national championship. I also follow, you know, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, all these girls. I know who these two teams. I just think I think what you might be seeing, you know, everyone likes to bet on what they want to see happen. And I think there's a chance, I think more people want to see Iowa win and LSU lose. And now they're facing each other. So I think the market kind of has Iowa favored when I kind of feel like LSU should be favored. If we're just going like head-to-head basketball, I think like Iowa has the best player in Caitlin Clark, hands down. But LSU, to me, like, they have multiple girls who can score the ball. They're very talented across the board. I think LSU just has the better team. Like, even if you just go back, I don't know the exact number, but just off the top of my head, I want to say like before the season started, LSU was like I know they're the favorite to win the national championship, but like maybe like plus 300. So you just fast forward here to see like Iowa as the favorite. I don't know. To me, I like LSU, especially at plus 112. So that's what I'm rolling with.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to have to tune in for the first time in my life to women's college hoops. I'm not sexist or anything, John, but it's never caught my attention and the attention of the sports world like it has now. So I'll have to jump in and be a part of the conversation there. But best of luck with your Avalanche of picks. I'm sure John will have more, so make sure you follow him over on X. Always a lot of great information to share. So Mettler, thanks for joining. Best of luck, and we'll catch you again on Wednesday.
All right. See you guys on Wednesday. Good luck with your bets.
Yes, sir. Okay. Up to over 1,100 viewers right now on YouTube and on X. A couple guys chiming in with some bets they like tonight. Ryan Grimm likes the Yankees money line. Minus 120. Hell of a start for the Yankees down in Houston against the Astros. Is this year going to be different for the Yankees? I think they might do what they always do, throw people off the scent. Have a good regular season, get into the playoffs, and urinate all over themselves. Daddy Derek D likes the Braves, Cubs, Red Sox, and Nationals. Money line. Joshua weighing in, he likes the Braves. Yeah, the Braves are a pretty big favorite there tonight. They should keep rolling. Okay, my best bets of the night in Major League Baseball. I have two starting fairly light here. Not a whole lot of data to go off of yet, so we'll allow some things to develop. But we do have some stats developing, and we're going to try to take advantage of a couple outliers here. Let's start things off with the Reds. I like them to go over their team total of 3.5 runs. That's minus 106. That was over at FanDuel here this morning. So they played 3 games. They scored 20 runs. They are number one in Major League Baseball in OPS. And I think a pretty good matchup here for their offense. They're taking on Christopher Sanchez. An average starter at best, and he's coming off a shaky spring. He was hit hard, had an 8.59 ERA in 3 appearances, 15 total hits allowed. And the Phillies bullpen off to an embarrassing start. 15 runs allowed by their bullpen alone against the Braves there. They used 5 different arms out of the pen yesterday, so they're not exactly coming in fresh. So I'll take the Reds' offense to score at least 4. That's the East Coast. For the next game, we'll go out west to Seattle, where I'm going to take the Cleveland Guardians first 5 money line, minus 116 against the Mariners. So great start offensively here for the Guardians, specifically in innings 1 through 5. They're starting hot. 4th in runs scored in innings 1 through 5. Overall, top 7 in both OPS and WRC+, with the 2nd lowest strikeout percentage in all of Major League Baseball. Polar opposite here for the Mariners, 29th in OPS with the 2nd highest strikeout percentage. And they got this guy, Emerson Hancock, pitching for them. Emerson Hancock, not exactly a household name. I'll tell you a little bit about him. He was the 6th overall pick in the 2020 Major League Baseball draft. I don't think it's going to work out for this guy. He was called up as an injury replacement. Most of his work came out of AA last season, where he had a 4.99 ERA. And he got destroyed in spring training, a 10.24 ERA for him there. So my two bets of the night for Major League Baseball, Reds to go over their team total of 3.5, and the Guardians first 5 money line. Let's end with this. Did you guys see the UFL debuted over the weekend? Do you know what the UFL is? Debuted without a whole lot of fanfare. It's the new spring football league. I think this is like the 7th or 8th straight year where we're getting some incarnation of a spring football league. Pretty big red flag. So what it is, it's a combination of the XFL and the USFL, which both stunk last year. So they came up with the bright idea of merging them together. So you take 2 crappy things, you merge them together. You think it's going to work out? I most certainly do not. We've been trying to do the spring football thing for a very long time, and I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work. It's pretty simple. First of all, no one cares. There's no demand for it. The product isn't good, and there's no direct link to the NFL. So the product alone, I know it's only 1 week, but they got off to a really bad start. There's 8 teams in the league. 6 of them scored fewer than 19 points. You need action to be successful. You need the big highlights to share on social media. You need it to be fun, not boring. Second of all, there's no demand for spring football whatsoever, especially they're debuting it the weekend of the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. We got the Masters right around the corner, Major League Baseball. First, they started at an awful time. There's way too much competition. I think maybe people get a little footballed out. I'm the biggest football fan there is, but by the time the college football season ends and the NFL season ends, which you don't miss a second of these if you're a hardcore fan, maybe you embrace a little bit of a break. Yes, we do miss the NFL and college football. And I think the biggest problem with the spring football stuff is there's no direct link to the NFL. There's no connection to the NFL. If they did have a connection to the NFL, I think then maybe it would work because you would have the interesting storylines. You would have the maybe the Zach Wilsons of the world. They get sent down to the minor leagues, for example, and they play a couple games there. People have investment in certain players. Maybe the big-time college football quarterback who's a bust, they send him down to the minors. We could track him there, and you have maybe stars that develop in this league, and they get sent up to the NFL. I think if there was a direct link to the NFL, it would work, but it's not going to work. And I don't mean to be an asshole about it, but I don't think this time next year we're going to be watching spring football. And here's the thing. No one's going to give a shit because it's not really a good product, is it? Benji Smith in the chat weighing in. Braves should hit their team total. Yeah, absolutely. The Braves are going to hit their team total in a lot of games this year. Okay, guys, that does it for today's show. Pretty loaded here for a Monday. A lot going on in the world of sports. We thank you guys very much for watching. If you're catching the replay over on YouTube, hit up the comment section right down there. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what you think of our plays. Let us know what your favorite plays are for the night. And if you are on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. We are covering everything that there is to cover in the world of sports betting, and you don't want to miss any of it. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Best of luck with your bets, and we will catch you again on Wednesday. Woo!